In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom! All right, we've got John Lamping on the line with us this morning, former Missouri senator. And John, let me be among the very first to invite you to our 25th anniversary party coming up on October 23rd out at the District and Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
That sounds great. I was thinking when I heard the announcement, and you'd mentioned that you'd been on the show for 15 years on the radio station, for 15 years. I think the first time you and I spoke on the radio was on a Halloween night. I think you were doing Sunday shows at that time.
I was, yes.
And it was Halloween was on a Sunday, and I think it was in I was campaigning back in 2011, or maybe it was in 2010 or 2011. So it's amazing how fast time goes by.
It's been a long time. I'm just doing the math this morning, so I know my voice has been on the air here for 20 of those 25 years, and I started my own show 15 years ago. So it's been an honor and thrilled that we're celebrating 25 years. Hope you can make it on the 23rd.
Oh, for sure.
Excellent. Glad to hear it, John. We'll look forward to seeing you out there. You know, Dan Buck and I were just talking about this earlier this week when the governor finally got around to signing the bill on the congressional maps. What do you think the delay was? What played into not just doing that immediately? Was he out of town and I just didn't know it?
Governor's not really excited about the 7-1 map. You know, he signed it in private. There wasn't a press conference. There wasn't any. You know, somebody's telling him it's important that there's no photos that somebody can use it against him in some other campaign or something. You know, that people have to remember that Mike was the lieutenant governor when the right wing of the Republican Party in Missouri pushed very hard for a 7-1 map, and Mike was right in the middle of everything, and he was not for a 7-1 map at the time, and you know, if not for President Trump pushing that issue, Missouri would still be a 6-2 map. And so, you know, we talked often on the show about how Trump asking for that map was a real gift to Kehoe. Kehoe doesn't want it, but now he gets credit for having gotten it through. And if it fails, he can say, hey, you know, I tried, but the people of Missouri have spoke, or the courts have spoke, or whatever. This is who Mike is. And then the initiative petition reform remains unsigned. And what you need to understand is if there's an economy for political dollars spent in Missouri, that economy includes a very big portion of it is initiative petitions.
Mm-hmm.
The political consultants make a ton of money on initiative petitions. And with that, you know, if I'm a political consultant and I'm getting paid millions of dollars to run a campaign for some issue, that allows me to redirect some of those millions of dollars to political campaigns, for straight up political campaigns. So Mike is also a very big fan of the political economy, and those in the economy are not a big fans of initiative petition reform. So you know, I don't think we're going to get a really enthusiastic administration on either of these two issues. Now, you did see where Mike's wife is going to be the chair for the Right to Life ballot initiative, and that's good news. But I think on these two issues, I don't think he's that excited about it. That's why they were so slow to sign.
Now, has he signed IP reform? I didn't think he signed it yet.
No, he hasn't.
No, right?
No, he has not.
No,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's slow to sign the one, slow walking this one. Now, there's some thought we talked about before how maybe there's some kind of legal angle wherein the other side are collecting they're collecting signatures now for them to go up against it, and maybe the signatures would prove to be invalid since it hasn't been signed yet. But I just don't think he's really excited about either of these two issues.
John, on a related, unrelated note, coming in December, sports gambling gets legalized. We're already hearing the ad campaigns and the money. The state projecting it's going to be, you know, millions of dollars annually to the state coffers through taxation. I always say if that small percent of revenues made by the casinos comes to millions of dollars, that means that there's other revenues of millions of dollars that leaves the state. Is there an economic impact when those dollars kind of leave your economy and go away to gambling organizations like DraftKings or some of these others? I mean, is there a measurable economic impact when those dollars come out of the economy?
Well, when people push for things like legalized gambling or casinos, probably their best argument is to go along the borders of the state. And when you border a state that allows those things to happen, and they make the point that, hey, these people in Jackson County, Kansas City are just crossing the border. Away from that, you know, the people that live in Missouri, they have a certain amount of money they can spend on entertainment, and they can be entertained at, in Chesterfield Valley at your event on the 23rd, or they can be entertained by going to a casino and spending money, or they can be entertained by going to some gas station and playing some game. But in the end of the day, it doesn't create, there's no multiplier effect. Like, there's not more money that gets spent because we've got legalized gambling here in Missouri. Much like legalized marijuana, if you spend money on marijuana, you don't spend money on something else. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of these vices, and I'd like the idea of not having them and if having them, taxing them heavily. But the taxing them heavily part doesn't really work out because I don't think it really makes a big difference in the end.
Well, yeah. And the shell game always happens, right, John? I mean, they always say, right. it's going to education, but then they just take general revenue funds out of education and move it somewhere else, right?
And same thing for veterans, yeah. Veteran affair, a lot of taxes are directed there. Yeah, it's part of that political economy I was talking to you about. There's a universe of people that have money to spend for consultants and money to give to contributions. And very often our political agenda is set by the monetary interests of the politically connected.
Yeah, you know, I've said all along, I never really had a issue with sports gambling. I don't participate in it a lot. I'm happy to play in pools and, you know, play the lottery, and I've been in Vegas a few times, and I put some money on my beloved Kentucky Wildcats, and it's never panned out for me, so it's probably a losing proposition. I just didn't like, I said all along, I didn't like the way the campaign was run. We're trying to convince people, if you just let us do this, we're gonna ship millions of dollars off to your schools. If they can afford to send $500 million to the schools or however much they promised in their ads, think how much money these companies are going to make off of the backs of Missourians who choose to sports gamble. Yeah, just be honest with me. Just don't lie to me about the schools. Just say, we want to make millions of dollars sports gambling. Please pass it.
Yeah, and John, you make the point. This isn't, when it's online gambling and it's done on your phone, that's not a job creator. That's not a tourism destination. That isn't concerts. That isn't, you know, employing hundreds and hundreds of people like a land-based casino would be, right?
Well, the other thing we know, because there's been legalized gambling has been around long enough so it can be studied, is that it's changing the culture of young people.
Yep.
So go ask a bunch of middle school and high school boys whether or not they're gambling on their phone, and the answer is yes, they are, and that's part of a cult. So the impact that that will have on the lives of those young people will be pronounced. You know, all of these things: drinking, smoking, gambling. They all have a certain percentage of people who use them have addictive tendencies. And what we know is that the earlier that they get to it, marijuana before 25, gambling. They're gambling in the middle schools now, the ones that can get around the hack and that can hack around the restrictions. And net, this is a bad thing for society. This will find the people who are most likely to become addicted, and they will get addicted earlier. I mean, heck, the betting firms themselves, what do they have, commercials where they advertise for if you need help, you know, with addiction? Well, of course, that's what we've done. But, you know, that's, our society is not very disciplined, and they're very open to these ideas, and we are where we are because of initiative petitions. And and we'll just, you know, hope for the best. We'll hope for the best with the governor, too. Hopefully he comes around and recognizes the fact that as much as he doesn't really want to do this, that his party in particular really wants it done, and hopefully gets off the dime and starts working this like he did other things like highway taxes, which is what he's very famous for having worked very hard for.
It's true. John, thank you as always.
Great being with you guys. Take care.
Great insight.
We will talk to you soon. We'll see you on October 23rd for the big 25th anniversary celebration out at the District and Lit Cigar Lounge out in Chesterfield. You can go to the website at 971talk.com/events. You can RSVP for free, but we do have a VIP availability as well. Just to be clear on this, since I mentioned it earlier, the VIP thing includes appetizers and a couple of cocktails and a cigar if you want. And, of course, just mingling with me and Annie and Mark and everybody from 97.1. Just plain RSVP, you can show up. There'll be food available if you want to purchase it. There'll be music, and we're going to have a great time out there. So go to the website and check it out. We're going to be back with In Other News in just a minute.